From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is Earth Date. Dung beetles. Scientists think they evolved 150 million years ago, along with flowering plants, which had become the main food of herbivorous dinosaurs. Much of the plant matter passed through the dinosaurs' guts, producing huge volumes of poop with some nutritive value for a new kind of beetle to capitalize on. Today, there are 8,000 species completely dependent on dung. They eat it, make homes of it, and lay their eggs in it so their hatchlings will have food. Some species live in the dung, others tunnel under it to pull it into their burrows. The most famous make big balls of it and roll them away for safekeeping. But first, they climb on top of the ball and do a little dance. Scientists think that they're taking a photo of the sky to orient themselves. Then they push the ball off at top speed to avoid it being stolen by another hungry dung beetle. If they get knocked off course, they climb back on the ball, reorient themselves to the sky, and carry on. They can orient to the sun, the moon, and when there are neither of these, even the Milky Way. Researchers have even put dung beetles in planetariums, and they've navigated just fine to the projected galaxy. But when they blindfolded the beetles, they couldn't orient at all and just pushed their dung balls around in circles. Dung beetles' chosen food and their single-minded dedication to it may seem funny to us, but like other nocturnal animals, from frogs to seals, they are amazing animal astronomers. I'm Scott Tinker.
Earth Date is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with support from EarthX, bringing people together to build a sustainable future at earthx.org. And you can hear more Earth Date stories at earthdate.org.